Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. On the last day of our long Thanksgiving weekend, getting wet in parts of the tri-state, AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz sharing details with us now in this report. Matt?
And we are dealing with a little light rain moving across the tri-state right now, and this is going to be the flavor for the rest of this afternoon with on-again, off-again light rain. Nothing that is going to produce flooding or anything of that sort, but the road certainly will be wet, so take care if you're out and about, of course, traveling back to wherever you came from, and temperatures at least well above freezing, so no wintry precipitation expected for this afternoon with temperatures into the upper 40s. Rain will end from west to east late this afternoon, ending across eastern Long Island as we head into this evening. Donna, back to you.
All right, Matt. Now, the weather isn't making it easy for Americans to make it home from their Thanksgiving week travels today. Tri-state area airports are reporting a collective 300 or so flight delays at last check and almost 100 cancellations. Folks catching flights at JFK were trying to stay calm today.
Inconvenient. The word of the day for flyers.
Because I have work tomorrow.
We expect for things to go smooth.
Initially, it said 1240, but now it's pushed to 107 for leave time.
We're at JFK Airport, who's facing the second most disrupted flights, coming second to Chicago. Bria here says,
I'm not too sure if that's due to anything.
Yep, the weather. And Roberto, heading back to the DR, he says he can't be late.
Out there, we're having like a Christmas party that's happening, lighting up a tree, and we would like to be there on time.
And other flyers say they're just praying for the best. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Terminal 5.
Well, a key vote tomorrow in the ongoing bid to build casinos in the New York City area. The Gaming Facility Location Board will recommend up to 3 proposals to the state for final approval. There are currently 3 plans still in the running: Bally's in the Bronx, Metropolitan Park at Citi Field in Queens, and an expansion of Resorts World Casino in Queens. The board will meet at 10 tomorrow morning. An apology for Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch from a Homeland Security official after a confrontation yesterday in Chinatown between protesters and ICE agents. That's according to the New York Times, which says it happened during an ICE raid on Center Street. Video obtained by ABC News shows people blocking vehicles and shouting, quote, ICE out of New York. City Council member Christopher Marti spoke with 1010 Winds and says he applauds the pushback by New Yorkers against immigration raids.
This is everyday New Yorkers that we see almost now on a weekly basis really take time out of their day and what they're doing to really help fight what's coming out of D.C.
Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani says in a statement that ICE raids are cruel and inhumane and adds that he's committed to the city's sanctuary laws and to de-escalation rather than the use of unnecessary force. A word of the death of a revered FDNY leader, former Deputy Chief Jim Riches Sr., whose firefighter's son, Jim Jr., was killed in 9/11, has died of a Ground Zero-related illness. The Uniformed Firefighters Association says Riches died Thursday at age 74. He served in the department for some 30 years. His son, Jimmy Jr., died while responding with Engine 4 in the North Tower. Riches Sr. spent 9 months at Ground Zero looking for the remains of his son and many others who died. The Uniformed Firefighters Association says throughout his distinguished career, quote, Deputy Chief Riches exemplified the highest traditions of the department. Well, New Jersey's Senator Cory Booker, now a married man. He tied the knot yesterday in a small ceremony in Washington, D.C. This comes less than 3 months after he announced his engagement to Alexis Lewis, the director of investments at the Los Angeles real estate firm. He spoke about it on the I've Had It podcast.
We're going to do it before the end of the year. Quick. We don't want to wait long. And we both want to get married quick. And we're both hoping to have kids at some point.
Booker is 56 years old. Lewis is 38. Well, there's been a building collapse and fire this morning in Newark. It's affected three buildings on 14th Street at 14th Avenue. One appeared to be a residential home, another an apartment building. The Red Cross says at least 50 people have been affected by the blaze. Well, a big week ahead for Luigi Mangione and his defense team. A state Supreme Court judge is slated to hear from more than 20 witnesses and will then rule on the admissibility of key evidence in the case against the alleged CEO killer. It includes a review of items police say they found on Mangione during his high-profile arrest in Pennsylvania. Also, witness identifications and statements he allegedly made to authorities. December 4th marks 1 year since UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot and killed outside the Hilton in Midtown. Well, the sale of some Apple AirPods apparently didn't go so well yesterday in the Bronx. Sources say a 29-year-old man was robbed by a group of people at gunpoint while trying to make a deal on his electronics. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying all the suspects who made off with the victim's cell phone during a meetup yesterday on Olmsted Avenue. Anyone with information asked to contact Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.